Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
We'll make back to school super easy as A, B, C at Republic. Brand new supplies, you got this right before your eyes, you got this. All you need and so much more is at Republic.
Getting back to school is easy as ABC at Republic. A, apply online. B, bring your needs to us. C, get the cash you need plus prizes and more. Come talk to us at
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Nurse Leah and Danny visited Tushar Moses, who granted permission for them to meet with villagers to educate them about adopting healthy eating habits. Kavita called Denzel and he warned her about having unprotected sex with her boyfriend Jonathan. As we return, Mala is on the phone with Kavita.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
All right, Kavita, all right. Take it easy. Love you. Bye.
Mala, what's going on with Kavita?
Anil, she and her boyfriend had a big fight.
About what?
She wouldn't say.
Look, when Mina is 17, I don't want she having no boyfriend.
Yeah, Neil, but, I mean, what are you going to do?
Do? Tell she can't have no boyfriend till she's 71. I mean, 21.
You know that's not realistic.
I gonna make it realistic. Watch me. But Kavita and the boy sexually active?
Yeah, I figure.
And you okay with that?
Anil, what are you supposed to do, eh? She's 17 and the age of consent is 16. Young people gonna have sex if they want to. It's just, you know, that they got to be safe about it.
I glad you's not the only one raising me now.
Look, Anil, don't let me you get into an argument right now. Frederick and Kimal, they almost say. I just want we get to the bottom of this drug thing today.
All right. Well, hopefully Kimal tells the truth and agrees to get help.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you still got to worry about Kavita.
We're dealing with Kimal today. Let me get this over with and then I can think about other things.
Hey, Dion. You hungry? How it went today?
Famished. Not good, Robin. Still in find a job.
Wash your hands and come eat something. I'll lick up a little chow mein. You soon find something.
Yeah, but when? I want to start earning. The only reason I can't find a job is because people don't want to hire trans women.
Well, I ain't gonna disagree that a lot of people discriminate. You know, sex workers also face the same thing.
Well, from the look of things, I might have to start doing that again.
Yeah, but that is what you really want to do?
Not really.
Hold on, girl. I sure you can land something soon.
I admire my sister who's surviving by doing sex work. But like, I never feel I really fit in with her, you know?
Look, everything is not for everybody.
Yeah, and you know I had some bad experiences?
Yep.
I remember when I first start out, The first client I been with, Robin, I was so scared.
He threatened you or something?
Well, no. But remember, you don't know these people you're going with. I was just thinking, what if he got a weapon and I
Yes, it could be a risky job. But that's why I have regular clients now.
Well, things happen to me and this won't make I stop. I remember the first time I get beat up just because I asked for my money up front.
But that is a must. Money up front or no business in doing.
Well, that was my experience. And then I was sexually assaulted and that was worse.
That is the worst.
And it wasn't even that long ago. Less than 2 years, I remember, girl. When I went to the doctor after, I was so scared. They give me this thing. NPEP, I think is the name.
Oh, I hear about that, you know. It's for like if you get exposed to HIV, right?
I'm pulling it up on Google. Hey, non-occupational HIV post-exposure prophylaxis.
You have to drink it within 72 hours if you've been exposed to HIV, right?
Yeah.
I hear about it, but I never really inquire.
Well, I had to take that and take some tests. The tests come back okay, but then I make sure I go back to the doctor for a few weeks later and check again for all them sexually transmitted infections. Praise the Lord. And didn't get infected with anything.
You always got to be thankful for that.
Because NPEP is just for HIV, not them other STIs.
Okay.
Kimal, you know we love you, right?
Yes, ma'am. And me, your mama, and Anil here want the best for you.
That's right.
We want you to be honest with Wiki Mall. You taking drugs?
How many times we gotta go over the same thing again?
Look, bye. You know me do everything for you and your sissy Kavita. Me always only want the best for you. Some people even go say, me spoil you. But I need to know the truth from your son.
Listen, we're not gonna be upset at you. Whatever the case, we gonna work it out as a family.
Kimal, remember you got sister them. Kavita and you is twin. So whatever you doing can have a great impact on your life.
Kavita living her own life. Before y'all question me, ask she what she doing with your life.
Look, we come here for talk about you today. I'll be gonna deal with Kavita later. We want to know the truth from you today.
I'm not getting high.
Look, if nothing else, just be honest about the pill I find. Was you own? Because it could only be you or Kavita bring it into the house. And she swears not she own. And as far as we know, she never had a problem with drugs.
She doesn't have a problem with drugs, but she got plenty other problems.
Son, me don't say I'll be gonna talk about your sister later.
Okay, fine, fine. Yes, the pill Anel found was my own.
Aye, the truth at last.
Oh no, Kimal, no.
Mommy, I thought this was a no judgment zone.
Kimal, I'm not judging you.
Can't tell from your reaction.
So, the drugs was your own. So this is something you've been a dupe on a regular?
I admit, I tried it. But that's it. I just tried it. I was having a hard time studying and I just thought it would help me focus.
So you only been do this thing when you been a study?
That's what I said.
And you sure you never use it since?
Look, Anel, I don't appreciate you questioning me.
Kimal!
Whoa, Kimal?
You married my mother, but you're not my father.
Robin, I take some real risks when I was doing sex work.
Like what?
Sex without a condom, because he can't pay me plenty.
Dion, hon, there is a no-no, a big fat no.
Yeah, but I was desperate. When I think back, I really do stupidness, eh? And that is one reason I don't want to get back into it.
Dion, this is a business where you got to make up your mind that you're not doing certain things and stick with it. No amount of money is worth you putting your life or health at risk.
I know.
You see me? I don't ever have sex without a condom with me clients. I don't care how much money they offer me. I am not doing it. I get burned before and that is how I learn me lesson.
What happened to you?
One time when I first got into sex work, I end up getting gonorrhea.
Wow.
You know, for a woman, gonorrhea symptoms is like, you could get unusual discharge, like it could be green or yellow.
Yuck.
But not only though, pain and burning when you're peeing and belly pain. And I tell anybody, I don't ever want to experience that again.
You know why it's sad, Robin? A lot of people only seem to worry about HIV. and forget all these other infections.
And that is where some people fall down, because them same infections could cause a lot of damage. Some STIs like gonorrhea and chlamydia, if you leave them untreated, they could lead to infertility and all kind of things.
You know, one of my friends has herpes and there's no cure for that?
Yeah, some people got that and don't even know. That is why it's important to go and check. I talking and me and Ben and check myself in a long time. Anyhow, I know I alright because number one, I always use condoms with me clients, and number two, it's only macho I just have unprotected sex with.
Robin, I know macho is your boo, but you really trust the out in them mining camps? You know what is going out there?
We got an understanding that if he was to go with another woman, he use a condom.
And you sure he does do that?
He assure me.
Look, I don't know. The same friend I tell you got herpes, they encouraging me for going to bush and do sex work with she. But I ain't that so.
She herpes under control?
Yeah, man.
Herpes is a thing you gotta live with. But once you make sure you take your treatment, you're gonna be alright.
It ain't got no cure.
Yeah, and you don't always show symptoms.
Well, I don't want to find out. My mission is to stay STI free, because although there's treatment, you could be really uncomfortable at times.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Christopher should go get tested together. My sister is telling me that this side are testing for HIV, testing for all them other STIs too. Plus, you could do self-testing.
I heard about that. They give you the kit and you follow the instructions, swab your mouth and test.
Results in 20 minutes.
Easy peasy.
Let me plan a time to go. Hopefully I find a walk by then.
It's been a really long time since I do a test. You know, I got a friend who could possibly help you. I didn't think about it before.
Who?
She does work with a civil society organization with vulnerable populations.
Oh.
In fact, they got a few CSOs that work with transgender, like National Coordinating Coalition, Proud to be Trans, and Guyana Trans United.
Yeah, I would appreciate it.
Let me get NCC number. Got it. 219-0014 or the helpline 628-7833.
NCC 219-0014
or 628-7833.
I greatly appreciate it, Robin. I just want to live my life with no discrimination and be able to provide for myself.
And that is what we all deserve, my friend, is we human right.
Kimal, me never allow you for disrespect, Anil. All I be just here care about your well-being.
I'm fine, Dad. I've tried it and that's it. I'm not a drug addict.
You sure you stop?
What? You want me to go and get a drug test or something? My word isn't good enough?
Me not sassy, son. We just having a conversation, my boy.
And I'm telling you, I don't do drugs.
All right, calm down. Anil, Marlo. I'll be here, Abai. Now we can talk about the way forward.
Look, Kimal, I love you, but you ain't convinced me that you stop doing this thing.
I concur.
Anil, why don't you leave? You don't need to be here.
Kimal, it's not called for this, man. Not disrespect your stepfather.
Stepfather? I only have one father, and that's you.
Okay. Let me calm down, right? Just calm down.
Kimal, this is not the way you normally behave, son. So how are we supposed to believe that you're still not on drugs?
Well, don't believe me then.
Hello, don't shout at my wife.
Don't disrespect your mother, boy.
I just sick of this, man. Y'all have me on a microscope, but Kavita run around doing whatever she want. Why don't you check her? Find out if she's been pregnant. Find out if she had any abortions. Leave me alone!
What?
You try to set with your sister, boy.
Pay more attention to her and leave me alone.
Right now, from the way you carrying on, Kimal, it's looking like you're not off them drugs.
What the hell with you then?
Kimal!
You know what? I'm done with this.
Why? Where you going?
I said I'm done.
Wow.
Well, that went well.
I gonna follow you. Kimal, wait!
Well, I know, you were right.
Listen, babes, don't start blaming yourself, all right? You make children, but you don't make them mind.
But I am to be blamed, Anil. I am to be blamed. I was the absentee mother. I was the one who wasn't there when my children were being molested and raped by their uncle. And look at them now. Look at them. If I am not the one to be blamed, who else? Who else, Anil? Who else?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.